Hello, guys. Oh my god. This episode, I'm going right in. This episode, I have my favorite human on board. Riri, hi.
Me, hi.
Guys, we have Riri for the first episode with a guest. I'm so excited. Number one rule, you're not allowed to say literally. It's literally.
I'm literally super excited.
Just to start it off, can you introduce yourself to the people that don't really know you yet?
So, hey guys, my name is Rita Dahdah. I've been active on social media for about a bit over a decade. Yeah, I'm pretty old, I guess. I started off with a blog. I used to talk about like social norms and, you know, and it's kind of like rebelling against the system, if you want to say. And I used to talk about relationship issues in like a fun and relatable way as well. So I kind of became the mayor of Singletown, and I was known for that for some time. And then I moved to Instagram, and then, you know, things just went from there. And here we are today. I'm on Reddy's podcast, and I'm still active online. I work on projects with brands. I share my life. I'm living in Qatar, so this is, yeah, we're not in the same place right now. So I'm living in Qatar. I moved here back in 2017. But mm-hmm. I'm Lebanese and I miss Lebanon so much.
Perfect. You've been on social media for so long. So what is your most embarrassing moment on social media?
Online?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I have no idea. I had a lot. So, okay. So one thing that I remember, like, was very cringe for me. I had a few cringe moments, like, a lot. Wait, so obviously you have the embarrassing moments where I'm kind of gossip about someone, and instead of sending the DM to my friend, I send it to them.
Oh my god.
So that was pretty awkward. I saved my own ass a couple of times. It was really awkward. And yeah, I just think anyone who has Taurus in their chart is automatically super judgy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can relate.
Yep.
We pretend to be like very, very wise and mature and accepting, but like we're low-key super judgy. There's another thing when once I accidentally took a photo of, so I was in the bathroom and I accidentally took a photo of my palm or my feet. I don't even know what was in the photo, and it accidentally uploaded online as a post.
Oh my
and
god.
I got 400 likes on it, and I was like, why? You go, you shoot.
Okay, so mine is similar actually, but the difference is, I think I've told you about this, I was a bit tipsy, let's say, once, and I decided what would be a better idea than going live in the bathroom. And then I have no idea why I did this. I thought it was fun, I thought it was funny, I thought people were gonna laugh. And then for some reason I decided, oh, let me just double tap on the screen to see what happens. And what happens when you double tap a screen? The camera turns. And I saved my ass so quickly. I was like, this is what, I ended the live immediately. I was like, I can't even explain this. And then my entire DMs of the people that were on the live were like, what the fuck, are you okay? Like, what did you just do? Are you serious? And I was like, oh my god, I just want to bury myself right now.
No, this is bad.
Yeah,
this is bad. I would have probably deactivated my account, I'm not gonna lie.
No,
I was supportive here, but no,
I was close. Really, what is Tufi's worst habit?
Oh man, I have no idea. Okay, so he eats my food. That really pisses me off.
Ah, that's bad.
I don't like it when anyone touches my food.
Uh-uh.
And so, for example, I order a dessert and I'm just waiting for it. Like, it could be there for a day, but when I plan on eating it, I need it to be there. But then he eats it. You know what I mean? That's the worst one for me.
Okay. Next question. You were the one to ask this on Instagram, so obviously I'm gonna ask it. What is your worst date ever?
Oh my god, I had so many. I don't even know where to start. But there's one that for some reason keeps... There's two, actually, so I'm gonna go by them both super quick.
Okay.
So one of them, the guy was wearing a watch the size of, like, a wedding cake, and it was super cringe.
Ew.
And I hate it when people do that. Yeah, when they want to sit and flaunt that they have money, and it's like, okay, I make my own, I really don't care. We can talk about more important things. And so he was sitting there, and then he looks at my watch, and he's like, literally, without me even opening my mouth, I didn't even answer. And none of that was true. And he's like, who's that watch from? Let me guess. Your ex got it for you. Take it off.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna buy you a nicer one. Yeah, look at mine. I got this from my jewelry store, and I'm going to get you a nice... And I was looking at him. He didn't even give me time to say, no, I literally bought this for myself. And like, ew, and no. And then I was like, listen, I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. So...
And then you never showed up.
I literally called a cab, and I left by cab. And then that was it. And then I bumped into him, I think, a couple of weeks later. It was so awkward. But I was just like, ew. And then another one... was this weird guy. I don't have the word to describe him. I was under the pretense that we were friends, so it wasn't even a date, mm-hmm. right? He throws, because I was super clear about it. I was like, listen, I'm not in the mindset right now. I'm not in that headspace where I want to be dating anyone. And so I wouldn't hang out with him. Like, he asked me out a couple of times, and I'm like, dude, no. And then he throws this house party, right? A house party. You need to remember these words.
Okay.
So I went with a bunch of my friends, and, you know, there was a lot of people there. And then it turns out he had this separate room where he invites me inside. He's like, come out. There's someone I want you to meet. And at this point, I'm scared. I was like, what does he want to do? Does he want to show me his ding dong? Like, someone that he wants me to meet, you know? And I was just very, like... reserved and guarded, and you know, I was just like, ew, what's gonna happen? But because it was a party and there was so many people there, I wasn't really worried. I walk inside expecting the worst, and who do I find? His parents. He introduces his mom to me as someone from a very prominent family, and then he's like, families are very important to us, and we would like to know more about your family. I was like, why? And he's like telling them, literally, babe, I swear to God, I'd seen this person maybe 4 times, and we never even dated, we never kissed, nothing happened. I swear to God, it was like an episode from a freaking horror movie that slashes me to death, you know? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, I didn't say that, obviously, but I'm sweating, and I'm nervous, because, oh my God, you psychopath, you know what I mean? So I was just sitting there, and I'm like, I stood up, and I excused myself, and I looked at him, I was like, do you want to marry me? And he's like, it's too soon to talk about this, but, it, you know, it's, I'm considering what it would be like.
What?
No, like, literally, I was like, oh my God, I went and told my friends, I was like, I need to go home right now. This was on a Friday night, and my blog post used to come up every Sunday. It was more like a column, a weekly column, where I talk about relationships. It used to come up every Monday. So I remember I wrote my heart out, and I wrote everything that he did. Without naming him, and it went online on Monday, and his friends were all sending it to each other, and it reached him, and he sent me, he was like, you low, cheap scum of a human. I was like, how effing dare you? Every time I remember this story, I just want to punch someone, because I can't believe that I had to be put through that. It was like the most psychotic, you know, meeting of my life. Like, you're at a house party getting drunk, and then you're taken, escorted into a room to meet the potential in-laws. The guy is not even interested in her dating. You know what I mean? Who does that? That's psychopath.
Ew. Mine is more like just bad and embarrassing. I remember out of all the places, I don't know why, we thought, more like they thought it would be a good idea to just go to a mall, food court. I was like, what are we great to? And then after I order food,
exactly.
And
ew, I'm sorry. See, that's the Taurus in you.
And then after I order food, I'm like, are you not gonna like order anything? You'd not order anything yet. And then they go, oh, I'm not hungry, I just ate at home. And they just sat and watched me eat the entire time. And I was like, oh my God. Ew, food court, and then I eat alone. What? I could have just went alone, you know?
You know, honestly, I don't understand these dates. Like, I swear, just having a nice little simple picnic at the beach or somewhere with a nice view is
right.
Than it is.
Right.
Mean, it's not about paying for a $300 or $400 meal. It's about something that is memorable and not cringe.
Someone said, I got this question from Instagram. I thought it was very funny. If you were Will Smith, who would be your Chris Rock? So basically, who do you want to just slap across the face other than the person we're both thinking of now?
Or someone I know in the real world.
Is there anyone you just want to?
Someone in mind.
Is it?
Oh hell yeah! Not even one person. And you know what? I want to normalize this. I want to normalize opening the door of my house and having a crap day. You know what? I want to normalize having the best day ever, and someone who bugs me for absolutely no reason just appears in my face, and I can just punch them. I get canceled right now. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. So I do not condone violence. I do not like violent people. I do not use violence because I have a very sharp tongue, as they say, so I don't ever need to use my hands or my legs or my head or whatever. I just use my words, and they're kind of hurtful if I want them to be. But sometimes, you know, you just see that person and you think, what if, you know, how much better would it feel right now?
Yeah, we're not gonna actually do it, but oh my god, I've thought about this so much.
I've never punched a person. I think I've attempted to punch a person.
I think I have.
I've slapped other people. I've never punched because I have weak joints. So, like, I don't want to break
my... We're not supposed to say this. We're going to sound like psychopaths.
Guys, we do not support or condone violence. This is not violence. This is fantasy. Okay.
We both...
I think the last time I slapped someone was, like, 2 weeks ago. But it was a soft slap. I shouldn't have said that.
So we both know a lot of people. So what was your worst celebrity encounter, or like something they've done? Like, not necessarily you've met them and it happened live.
This is very, very recent. All right.
Oh my god.
It's actually like a couple of days old. I went to this event that was honoring the life of Virgil Abloh, and because Qatar was the last place where, you know, he had an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mainly like an off-white event, and Naomi Campbell was there. She's one of the ambassadors for Qatar Creates, and there's a girl here who used to work with her, and she manages me here and whatever, and I kept telling her, listen, I need to go home, like, I'm invited to a dinner, and I need to leave, I'm late, and she kept saying, oh, hold on, I just need to take a photo with Naomi. She has a very heavy, like a proper English accent. And so it's a passion of mine to imitate her. Come on, I don't want to get cancelled now for making accents. I don't know what's still allowed. But honestly, like, she kept saying, one minute, I need to take a photo with Naomi. And she kept saying that so many times that it got stuck in my head. Naomi pops up right in front of my face. Like, they were looking for her and couldn't find her. And then I looked at her, I was like, oh my god, Naomi, you're so beautiful. I want to take the photo. Something like that. Because I was imitating my friend, and I was super tired at this point. So I wasn't really focused on the words that were coming out of it. It was only after I was already seeing them that I realized how I sounded. And I sounded like a psycho stalker.
I'm not even surprised you're in a situation like this.
She's like triple my height. She looked down at me with the worst facial expression anyone's ever given me in my life. In my whole life. And I'm not
oh my god.
After this, I was like, no, literally, she looked down at me like, who are you, you garbage? Like, do not even utter words and release them to the air that surrounds my presence. You know, like, that was the vibe.
Oh my god.
She didn't say a word. I think she was more like shocked, like, what the hell, is this woman okay? You know, she just like literally stared down at me in complete disbelief, and I was just like, dear god, just let me get to my car without, you know, vomiting over myself from embarrassment.
This is bad.
So freaking awkward. No, it was so bad. And I'm sure she probably told that story, like, there was this psychotic guest, make sure she's never at any of my future events. What about you?
So mine, there's this, it's not an encounter, but there's just this Lebanese actress. I think everyone knows. I'm gonna tell you her name after the podcast. So she reached out to me. I did not reach out to her. She was the one to follow me first. And back in 2017, and she was talking about how much she likes my account and like my photos. I used to be a photographer by the time, and she wanted to have a shoot with me, basically. So this is the main thing. And then,
okay.
Long story short, we wanted to have that shoot 53 times. She would plan the date. She would tell me what she wants. And then she would have the crazy things like, oh, I kind of want to have a photo shoot with a snake. And then I would go, I was like 16. I would go have to find a pet store. And then I would have to reach out and then email them back and forth. And then I like have the agreement and everything. And then she would cancel 20 minutes before every shoot, every single time. And she did this 50 times. I don't even know why I kept going. I swear it. We've had more than 50 shoots. More than 50. She would cancel 20 minutes before. And other than that, she knew that I was good at like editing and drawing and like social media and whatever. So she always had these questions or like favors, like, can you edit this for me? And it would be a, like an hour long video. And I would not say no for some reason. I've edited more than like 20 videos of hers. I've edited her photos. I've helped her manage her account at some point. And then like she would ask me to do something, and when, like, as soon as I'm done, she would never answer. And like the 20 videos I've edited for her, she never got any of them because she never answered to like receive the email or like meet me to get the USB or something. Very disrespectful. And like 3-4 times she had a project to work on that she would ask me to do. And then halfway through the project, I would see her post a story. I have this project and I'm looking for a graphic designer or an editor. So if you're willing to do it, please let me know. And I'm like, you literally just asked me to do it 20 minutes ago. And I said that I'm working on it. So if you don't want me to do it, just tell me, stop doing it. Like, why are you leaving me to work on it as you're asking on your story for someone else?
So awkward.
Yeah, I will send you a name.
I'm gonna ask you again in private because now I'm curious. It's all I can think of.
I'm gonna send you her. Oh, plus at some point she wanted to help me start my brand. She was so nice. I was like, that's so nice. Like, she would call me and she'd be like, where I'm gonna go find you a manufacturer since I'm in Egypt now, and it's like it's cheaper there and whatever. And then she made me do like drafts and drawings and everything. I spent weeks on it, and guess what? Never replied. And then weeks later, she would message me to say something. And because I was young and she was one of the first ever like known people that I talked to, I was just very nice always. Now, I don't care if you're Kylie Jenner, if you treat me like this, I will call you out, and I don't give a shit.
No, you need to call people out, because if you don't, they're going to do the same thing to someone mm-hmm. else. And when you don't value your service and charge for it, or at least show that this is something valuable in terms of your talent and your time, all the effort you're putting into it, then how do you expect the other person to value that as well? It's like, okay, this just took you 1 hour. Why am I paying that much? You're paying for my years of experience, you mother effer. You're not just paying me mm-hmm. for that 1 hour. You're paying me for my years of training for me to deliver this to you in 1 hour.
Riri, why did my voice crack? What is the biggest tea or drama you've been in?
Oh my God, there's so much. So the thing is, in my personality, for some reason, people tell me stuff. Stuff I don't even ask to know. Mm-hmm. Stuff I never ask to know. Like, I don't want to know any of it. Most of the time, I end up forgetting, you know, because I have, like, this excess of information. And there's a lot of time, because several people from several angles want to tell me a story that, like, it's fully drafted in my head. And then, you know, like it's like you're going to get indigestion if you don't let part of it out. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I always have tea. I'm sometimes the person, when I say sometimes, probably most of the time, I'm the person stirring the pot, but I'm not the person dishing out the tea, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was some internet drama, I guess, I was involved in against my will a few years ago, and it became, like, a legal matter and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to go into details on that, but that is, you know, like, it made tabloids, it made front pages of nasty trash magazines and in the region.
Damn.
It got really bad, and I had to take corrective action. I had to, you know, filing lawsuits right and left. It was ridiculous, but obviously ended in my favor. But that was, I think, the biggest tea I was a part of.
I think my biggest one, it's not this bad, but it's with a big person, and it was the Karen Wazan situation. I don't consider it beef with her, but like it did something. Like, social media was flooding that day. It was bad. And I'm not even saying anything bad about her. Like, I love her. The drama and tea wasn't from my side. It was just, I opened Twitter and like tweets were about me. I went on her Instagram account.
Twitter's wild.
Yeah, Twitter's very wild. Her entire comments were about me.
It's just so out of control.
At some point, I wake up to like 6 voice notes from her and screenshots. She was showing me how like my followers were even, I don't even want to call them followers. I think I've removed a few of them. They were attacking her, and I was like, when did I show you a side of me on my stories that made you want to go attack someone because of me, I would not want that. And I had to apologize to Karen.
That's you, but like, yeah, for me, like the cancel culture sometimes, it's a bit too much, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay, so to wrap this up, someone asked a cool would you rather question, and it's a bit spicy, but I thought it would be a great idea to end the podcast with it. So someone said, would you rather send a naughty picture to a family member or to your boss? And I've been thinking about this since the day that I read, and I was like, oh my god, can it not be anything?
This is so disturbing. This is disturbing.
A part of me want to go send it to my boss. What if I get a raise or something? I don't know. And I feel like
I would never. No, I don't think I could send it to my boss. But then again, sending it to a family member, like, that's just incest. I don't know. That's just weird.
Yeah. No, it's accidentally. I feel like this might
something like this.
I feel like I would pick boss because it's not like a direct contact to you, so I can just cut them off and just move on with my life and act like nothing happened. But a family member, I'm gonna keep seeing them.
At the end of the day, I mean, your reputation precedes you.
Yeah.
And imagine, like, your boss goes around and they're like, yeah, this skanky ass, you know, send me a photo. Like, it's, and imagine my boss is married, or imagine my boss is with, like, I would not be fucking home. Or and I would not, like, survive another day knowing that some strange person has a photo of me on their phone.
Ew.
If my boss were female, like, I would send it to my boss. But if it were a guy, because I just feel like men would take a sleazier approach to this.
Yeah.
Family member, I'm just, probably, yeah, I would send it to my family member if it were, like, one of my female cousins. That would make sense.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to make this as logical.
It's not. I hope it never happens. This is not spicy at all. The next would you rather and the last one before we end this. But I really want to know your, like, answer to this. Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
Oh my god, neither. Neither. I don't want that towering over my head. If you find out when you die, like, it's just a disaster. You're just gonna go out of control, mm-hmm. and try to do everything in time to get there. And if you find out how you die, then you're going to change the course of your life trying to avoid
exactly.
something. And then you're messing with the balance of the universe, because I firmly believe in, like, the butterfly effect. I believe that everything is interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I don't want to find out how I die. I'd probably ask when, so that I do live to the fullest without having to obsess over something. I mean, I don't want to find out how, I guess, because how still doesn't tell you when. It gives you the how, and then you're like, okay, this could happen next week, but then you become obsessed with it, and then obsessed with changing your entire life.
Yeah, exactly.
Messes the entire, it tilts the balance, like, it's, I don't know how to say it, but yeah, for me, I honestly prefer to find out neither, because so there's something, like, everything happens as it should, when it should, how it should, this is what I believe, but mm-hmm.
At first, I was like, I'd rather know how. But then I was like, but if I know how, I'm literally going to avoid it, or avoid the reason.
Exactly.
So I was like, okay, exactly. Maybe know when, but then I don't say anything to anyone and I just try to act normal. Because if I'm going to be very stressed and anxious and whatever, I'm going to go crazy. And then everyone around me is going to go crazy if they know why I'm going crazy. And it's just going to be bad.
We should always, I think, live like... time doesn't owe us anything, because it doesn't, and time is not guaranteed, and we should always live like tomorrow isn't guaranteed, and whatever we're pushing till tomorrow, I know it's easier said than done, but we should do that today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to make a call to someone, best do it now. If you want to start on that project, do it now. If you want to start going to the gym, do it now. Like, don't wait till tomorrow, just start today. And I swear to god, this type of lifestyle and this way of thinking, it creates winners, and it creates, like,
mm-hmm. Okay, so this was it. Thank you so much for joining me.
Babe, thank you so much for having me. It was amazing.
I loved it. I feel like this is honestly one of my best episodes.
It just flowed super easily. Thank you guys for listening in.
I love you, Rita, and I love every single one of you listening. If you're still listening, you're a real one. See you next week. This was literally speaking.